From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. When Imogen Heap composes a song, you never know what she might decide is an instrument.
Sampling sounds around the house, like the banisters that I used to slide down when I was a little kid, to recording actually the kitchen sink, the sound of the tap dripping into the kitchen sink, to actually my bare bottom, which I recorded the sound of my bare bottom slapping it.
So everything and the kitchen sink.
Yes.
All I want, only one street level miracle. I'll be an out and out, born again from none more cynical. Everybody says the time is everything.
Imogen Heap composes in her home in Essex, England, a 200-year-old elliptical-shaped house, and that gave her the title of her new CD, Ellipse. Picture Imogen Heap at the Grammys a couple of years ago, in a dress covered with lily pads, with spiky plants sprouting from her hair. She doesn't hold much back. And she's constantly building her audience through the internet. She's closing in on 1 million followers on Twitter. Her songs have 44 million plays on MySpace. She used Flickr to get artwork for the album from her fans. And as she was working on the new CD, she described how it was going in dozens of video blogs, including this one.
I finally come up with 13 songs. One of them is instrumental. And I think you're going to really like it.
Imogen Heap, that's you telling your friends through the internet that you're done. Your CD is done.
I know. Couldn't believe it. I then proceeded to go around the house and shout, "I'm finished!" in different guises.
In the shower.
Yes.
In bed.
In the garden, in bed, yes.
Well, you have people who have been probably tracking every blog post you've made, video blog post you've made over the last couple of years. I mean, what's it like to have that direct connection throughout the process with all these people following along?
Oh, I can't. It's been so amazing. I've always struggled with this kind of barrier that I felt like I'd had up until blogging came along, even written blogging. But just one comment back from somebody, and it just really sparked something in me. It was just like, this is what it's all about. You know, there doesn't need to be this huge wall between me and the listeners anymore. And it just made so much sense to me, and I really thrive on that.
Well, how does what your followers say back to you filter into the songs? Where do you hear that coming through?
All kinds of, like, one time I was on Twitter and somebody just kind of randomly said, "Oh, why don't you throw some theremin on the record? You know, I love theremin." And I was like, "Okay, yeah, theremin could be good." And that kind of stored it in the back of my mind. And then there was this song that I was working on called Swoon. And it was almost finished. It was, you know, it was really nearly there, but there was something missing. And I couldn't for the life of me figure it out. And then kind of this little piece of information, this little tweet kind of came to the forefront of my mind.
The theremin tweet.
The theremin tweet, yeah. And I said, "Oh, maybe I should try a theremin type of sound." So I went onto the internet and I typed in theremin logic patch and I downloaded this little patch and within 5 seconds I had a theremin sound.
Stuck in the cinema, oh, saving me from a coil. Suddenly realize I'm falling.
It kind of goes, da.
Oh, yeah, that ghostly sound.
Yeah. But if it wasn't for that guy saying theremin, I would never have thought of it.
Came from a tweet.
It did. It came from a tweet. The idea came from a tweet.
You have so much fun layering all kinds of sounds in your songs. And I wonder, let's take a listen to one of the songs and if you can deconstruct it a little bit for us. I'm thinking of the song title.
Okay. So here you're hearing a mixture of real strings and programmed strings. In the background, okay. That sound that's going do 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 do. That's actually an Indian flute, kind of tuned down and made in chords by this guy called Ashwin Srivinisan. And that sound there, you can hear. That thing. That's Ashwin as well on his flute. That's the flute as well. Loads of vocals, acoustic guitar, played very badly by me, and then kind of pieced together so it sounds kind of half decent. And some kind of nice synthy sound, like ding 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 ding. I don't know half the time how I made these sounds. Okay, that sound, that doop 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 thing, was can't remember the name of it. Game Boy. It was a Game Boy. It's a little Game Boy that my friend Pixel Hate has kind of hacked into.
Really?
And so I can use it as a kind of keyboard. I sprung up in hot sand, I rose super high. Okay, oh, here you've got Ushwin now, who's the Indian flautist, who's singing. And I love his voice so much. He's amazing. When he came into the studio, the song just took a completely new turn. I kind of stripped everything back just to hear his voice.
This is stripped back.
It was kind of stripped back from what it was, and then I kind of had to, but I built it all around his vocals again.
It must be tempting with all these toys to throw them all in, pile it on.
Yeah, and I do. I do start sometimes with the computer and, you know, make noises with synthesis and stuff. But I really tried to get every single sound that was in the house, like from the kitchen sink, to a jack-in-the-box that somebody gave me for Christmas. I wanted to put everything on the record, even if it was just for one nanosecond. But there's endless, endless possibilities. You know, every single sound on the entire planet you can use. So when you work with, you know, go, I want to make a sound out of that jack-in-the-box, you immediately have big limitations that you put on yourself. And that's when the creativity really thrives, is when you have these limitations that you set on yourself. I want to play
Janine, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
You can hear more of our conversation and full songs from Ellipse at nprmusic.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.